This news update is sponsored by Bresky Siding and Building Repairs of Kindy. Call Derek at 989-529-8167. Your favorite Amish handyman that can do any job, anytime. That's Bresky Siding and Building Repairs for Kindy. Good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and an update on your latest headlines, beginning with some local stories here for you in regard to a collision at the intersection of Nugent Road and Sand Beach Road on Tuesday night, resulting in injuries for three people with alcohol suspected as a contributing factor. The incident occurred just about 6 o'clock on April the 30th when a 75-year-old man rear-ended a car that was stationary at the intersection. Emergency services, including Bad Axe Police, the Bad Axe Fire Department, and Central Huron Ambulance, swiftly responded to the scene. While investigating, Officer Hessling determined that a 2017 Chevy Impala driven by a 65-year-old Harbor Beach man was struck from behind by a northbound 2013 Ford Edge, and that was driven by the 75-year-old from Bad Axe. The driver of the Ford Edge, the 75-year-old, was transported to McLaren ER for treatment of crash-related injuries. Additionally, medical attention was provided at the scene to the driver and a 64-year-old Harbor Beach woman, a passenger in one of the vehicles, before they were released. The Michigan Department of Transportation will pave M53. This will start up on May the 13th in Lapeer County. Resurfacing of 8.2 miles of M53 from south of Bowers Road to Deanville Road in Lapeer County will be done. The project cost for this work is $9.8 million. The work will include milling and resurfacing, joint repairs, drainage, guardrail, and pavement markings. Single lane closures will be implemented during milling and resurfacing work. The work is expected to be completed in August. If you would like more information on the areas and the roads affected, please go to thumbnet.net. And seeing as how, well, this week anyway, marks halfway to Halloween, Tuscola County says there is going to be a fundraiser to support the Tuscola County Pumpkin Festival. And that is going to take place on Saturday, May the 18th at the Caro Moose Lodge. The address for that is 1366 East Caro Road. That's M81. Only 200 tickets are going to be sold. They cost $50 each, which includes a taco bar meal, dessert, and more. And that will take place between 5 to 7 p.m. And then drawings will follow with cash prizes of $3,000, $1,500, and $750. And there will also be $30 prizes as well as door prizes. Proceeds from this event will go towards keeping the Tuscola County Pumpkin Festival that is celebrated every year in October free to all to enjoy. We'll be right back on Thumb Broadcasting with more news in just a moment.
Do we have any spray paint?
Why?
I need lots of paint. I'm going to paint the house.
I don't think so.
But it looks bad.
Well, you can't spray paint the house.
And then let's call
Brexy Siding and Building Repair. They can do it.
Is your siding looking faded, worn out, or just in need of an update? Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your siding, roofing, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
Well, Donald Trump is using a one-day break from his New York hush money trial to rally voters in the battleground of states in Wisconsin and right here in Michigan. The visits today come a day after Trump was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating the gag order. The former president is trying to achieve a balancing act unprecedented in American history by running for a second term as the presumptive Republican nominee while also fighting felony charges in New York. The bungled rollout of a new federal student aid form has left millions of students in limbo and some wondering if their college dreams will ever come true. So by today, students across the U.S. usually know where they are headed to college in the fall. However, this year, most don't even have financial aid offers yet after delays and glitches in the launch of the new FAFSA form. Many students still have not been able to complete that form, which the government and colleges use to determine scholarships and loans. Projected college enrollments are down at levels that could be catastrophic for small colleges. That news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repairs of Kindy. Call Derek, 989-529-8167. Your favorite Amish handyman that could do any job, anytime. That's Bresky Siding and Building Repairs of Kindy. For the latest Thumb Area news, make sure that you go to thumbnet.net.